Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com.
Tennessee sounds perfect.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ridiculous History is a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome back to the show, Ridiculous Historians. Thank you, as always, so much for tuning in. Let's give it up for the man, the myth, the legend behind our Audio 1 and 2s, Mr. Max Williams. Ooh. Ooh. They call me Ben. Noel, this is a special occasion for us. We're in person again. Mm-hmm. We've been trying to do that more often.
Meeting each other's gaze headlong.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of weird. It's kind of creepy. I'm used to having like this barrier of screen between us.
I can feel the tension too. Yeah.
Sexual?
I'm just gonna explore it.
Okay, let's do that. we'll explore it together, but not alone.
Right.
You can hear other titters, other laughs, unfamiliar laughs in the room.
Yeah, that's true. This is an extra special episode for us because you know we communicate a lot with each other, and we think about communication, and we started wondering how people used to communicate. In the days of yore, before the internet, and you...
The days of mine?
The days of... Y-O-R-E.
I see.
Yeah. Then we started saying, well, we shouldn't dive into this with just you and Max and myself.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, sorry. Yeah,
still. No, it's fun when we say the name in the show. Mm-hmm. We decided we had to go to the experts, our dear friends, the masterminds, the creators of the newest member of the Ridiculous franchise, Bill Worley, Mark Kendall, the creators of Ridiculous News.
With amazing and crazy topics to pick and to choose, you are now tuned in to Ridiculous News with interesting views on breaking the rules of broadcasting and all sorts of wild reports to keep us laughing with funny off-brand upbeat journalism, the strange and unusual. Stories of what we give them when it's all about ridiculous news everywhere. We talk about ridiculous news over here.
Guys, thank you so much for coming today.
Oh, thanks so much for having us.
Oh my gosh, so excited to be here.
This
thanks,
is
y'all.
Great.
So many superlatives.
Yeah.
Love it.
Well, Bill and Mark, you are longtime communicators yourselves. You are performers. You are writers. You are filmmakers. People have seen a lot of your work, especially here in our home state of Georgia. Noel and I were passing around some of the videos you did. The MARTA one's a huge hit here. And we wanted to ask you guys about weird ways people communicate. Not just saying like strange slang or anything like that.
Words.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it turns out there was a time before podcasts when people had to communicate, had to find clever ways to communicate with each other. What did they do?
I don't know.
We're going to answer that question today. In sort of a round robin style.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mark and Bill are. Are we going to answer the question?
We have some. We have our bits.
We got some back pocket stuff.
We do.
Okay.
We do.
Okay.
Side pocket, corner pocket.
A little jeans pocket.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
I know what that's for.
Is it for keys?
For drugs.
Oh.
Classic.
I've been using it completely wrong.
Classic Levi's.
Yeah.
Now I get it. So what, could you all maybe first, before we dive in, could you all tell us a little bit about Ridiculous News? Because it's probably better for the creators to talk about it than for Noel and I to talk about it. Though we do plug it.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah. So Ridiculous News, a new podcast with Bill and myself. We do two episodes a week, Monday, Thursday. Mondays is what we call our deep dive episode.
Deep dive.
Yeah. So we take a topic that we are really interested in. We give it a little bit more time. So we might be talking about like Afrofuturism. We might be talking about potholes. We might be talking about Batman. just whatever's going on in the world that we feel is relevant, we feel is important. We give that a little extra love on those Monday episodes. Then every Thursday when you tune in, we do a weekly roundup. So that is where we take news stories that have caught our eye, we feel are interesting. You know, we kind of give you the rundown of things that were interesting that popped up in our week.
But also stuff that's sort of like what you might consider below the fold. Maybe absolutely isn't necessarily going to pop up on everyone's news feed or, you know, Fox News feed or whatever it might
be. Exactly right. I mean, just this week, you know what I'm saying? They were talking about a frog that is native to the southwestern part of the continent. And, you know, its venoms have some properties that make it helpful when people are trying to, you know, recover from PTSD or other things like that, right? Great service. However, the demand for that frog has gotten so high, you know, people are like, what are we going to do?
Yeah, that poor frog, you tickle it under the chin, it spits out some psychedelic material.
Right into your mouth.
Right into your mouth if you're doing it correctly.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's gotten real popular. So we're worried about the toads. So if you've seen them, ship them in. Treat them right. And, you know, tickling under the chin, some people like it. The toads don't.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the toads. So this is something that's really special to us when you all are creating the show. One thing that I love is that we are seeing a more in-depth examination of news and media because, you know, so much stuff is happening in the age of ubiquitous information that we sometimes forget. It's not the best way to explain things. It's telling somebody a story that is intergenerational and complex and doing it in 4 minutes before, you know, you move on to the next celebrity thing. It's tough. It's tough to really get a thorough understanding. So that's why I'm a big fan of the deep dives and I'm a big fan of the stories that you all find. I did learn the secret to fixing potholes.
Yes.
From you guys.
Yeah.
Brought it up in casual conversation, and then I did credit this, and then I lost a little credibility when they said, Ben, aren't you associated with that show? Why are you talking about it?
Like, I think it's important news to spread out there. I think that was it's a very creative way to get potholes fixed.
Could you maybe communicate this to the city administrators of Atlanta? Because they're not doing a particularly good job. These potholes are a menace.
You know, no, you're not alone in those feelings and those thoughts. If there's a pothole that you really want fixed in Atlanta, one thing you might want to try after calling, you know, your elected officials, you might also want to try turning your pothole into a hot tub, giving it a mural. Perhaps painting a phallic image around it, something that gets it attention.
Oh, it needs some attention.
Yeah, it needs some attention.
Okay. If it's been there for a year, try throwing it at a birthday party.
What if I step into it and break every bone in my body?
That might
give it some attention.
I think you would just be hurt.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So only penis pictures, no bodily injury.
Well, honestly, we found several stories of people drawing penises in or around the potholes in an effort to bring attention to the potholes. Sometimes
what part of the penis is the pothole?
You know, I think it kind of depends on the shape. And I think I would assume that the testicles make a good round for your typical pothole.
But it's just the one, though. It's like, you know what? Leave it to the creatives. This isn't, you know, I'm but a meager podcaster and communicator. That's a different kind of communication, too, though, right? Where it's like, how do you get someone's attention? Like, that's what communicating is getting people's attention with relevant information that they need to keep maybe from falling into holes in the ground. Maybe the phallic image also would catch someone's eye to the point where they would not step directly into the pothole. But I think this is a good jumping off point for today's topic, you know, the history of communication. Ben, chairman,
Oh,
I leave it to you. Who should go first?
We're just sitting at a rectangular table.
It's true. We're
Ben, all, have you been the chairman this whole time?
He's
you
the
have
chairman.
Not told me?
No, it's just because I have a chair.
Should we congratulate you on being chairman? I didn't know this was a thing. But
well, no,
you know congratulations on Iron man. Chef as an actor. Did you guys know that?
What's this?
The chairman on Iron Chef as an actor. He was in the Double Dragon movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow,
he was Billy.
I know. I am chairman for today because Max, Noel, and I. This is the one blazer we own.
Oh.
We traded off.
Chairman's blazer. You're dressed like a chairman, and you always are dressed like a chairman, Ben. You always have such.
Yeah, that blazer looks so much better on me. Just looks so much better.
It does look better on Max. That's Max with the facts. That's the sound cue.
It's the best sound cue ever.
For a dear friend.
Also, for everyone listening, this is totally my recording from this actual session. This is not me, you know, punching this in like the weekend after, you know, so that I could still be present in the recording. I didn't have to record on a microphone that didn't actually get picked up on it. None of this stuff is put in, you know, in post or anything like that. Just want to point that out right now.
Yeah,
but we have set this up. We talked about this a little off air. We each came up with a way that people throughout history communicated with each other before the dawn of the internet, before the dawn of, you know, international phone lines. And one of the big questions people were trying to answer is how to communicate over distance.
Right.
And I think when we talked about one thing that you were really excited about, Bill, was pigeons. This episode of Ridiculous History is brought to you by Mint Mobile.
If we've learned anything in the process of doing this podcast, just living life, it's that there's always a catch.
So when we heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month if you get a 3-month plan, we looked at each other and we thought, nah, what's the catch?
But here's the thing. In this case, there isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online.
Yeah, they cut out that middleman cost of retail stores and they pass those sweet, sweet savings directly to you. We're not joking. We have tried out Mint Mobile ourselves, and it's super convenient. And it actually, like, we tried to find a catch, and there's not one.
So, to get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/ridiculous.
That's mintmobile.com/ridiculous. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/ridiculous.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan.
Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. This episode is brought to you by eBay Motors. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Noel, do you remember your favorite car?
Well, yeah, it was an Eddie Bauer edition Ford Explorer.
Oh, that's
and
cool,
I just remember, it was my dad's. I was a hand-me-down car kind of kid. Dad would buy a new car, I'd get that car. And I just remember feeling so awesome being up above everybody, like I was in Mad Max or something, you know?
I had a lot of land yachts that I loved. I had Pontiac Bonnevilles.
Right.
Oh, I never had an El Camino. My dad had one, and that was a real interesting use of our collective time, keeping that thing running. But I think these cars all kind of speak to us because they were such a fundamental part of our lives. Do you remember when I had that Monte Carlo?
That's what I meant. I said El Camino, and I meant Monte Carlo.
I miss it so. The Monte Carlo was tough. I owned a series of Monte Carlos, and the last one, God bless it, I had to learn a lot about car maintenance just to keep that guy running.
Totally.
But it still was like a perfect fit. It's almost like finding your true love. You know, like when you recently got a car a few years back now.
Oh, man. And funny you should say that. That particular perfect fit was the Honda Fit, which I love dearly. But, Ben, it's getting a little long in the tooth. And while it's been incredibly reliable up to now, it's getting to that age where I might have to start looking for some parts here and there to keep it running.
Mm-hmm. And that's where eBay Motors comes in. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly.
brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it.
And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back.
Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash.
So keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com.
Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, Noel, have you ever wanted to wake up to something better?
Oh, boy, have I ever, Ben.
Well, this is where Avalon Waterways comes in. How does waking up to a medieval castle, an ancient cathedral, a rolling vineyard, or a charming cobblestone village sound to you?
Well, here on Ridiculous History, that's right up our street, Ben, our charming cobblestone street. So I can say it sounds pretty good to me.
You're absolutely right, Noel. Avalon Waterways has redefined cruising in so many different ways. They've got the widest opening windows. They've got beds that face the passing scenery. So wherever you go, you have a front row seat to the views of the world. And not only do you wake up in the best staterooms in the entirety of the business, but you're waking up in a new port every day, right in the heart of these amazing historic cities.
Ah, Ben, sign me up. Open your eyes to a better view and a different kind of cruising. One with smaller ships, bigger experiences, fewer people, and more of everything.
Limited time special offers await at avalonwaterways.com.
Yes, carrier pigeons. These amazing birds that, you know, we take for granted, considered grimy, considered dirty.
Sky rats, I've heard them called.
Sky rats, absolutely. And they're actually incredibly intelligent, incredibly useful birds. And they've been used for centuries, since 3000 BC, to deliver messages. And as I was reading about them, one, I felt very disrespectful towards pigeons, or just my attitude towards them. I've never chased a pigeon beyond when I was maybe 5 or 6 years old. But I do love that they had such an amazing purpose. And throughout history, they were used. One of the cool uses is during the Olympics back in Roman times. That's how they announced the winners. They would send the pigeons back to the specific town where the winner was from. And one of the other crazy, interesting things about them is that pigeons, they will return home. They will go hundreds of miles. You can take them and let them loose, and they'll go home, and no one knows why. If someone tells you this is how pigeons are doing it, don't believe them. They're full of crap.
Because I mean, it's like a sixth sense almost.
It is.
You know, it's something that can't really be measured.
It's amazing. And so people have theories. They're like, hey, are they using the magnetic fields of the earth? That's are they using the sun, right? Are they using their vision, just landmarks? And scientists have kind of ruled out all of these things. It's somewhat, maybe it's a collection, depending on where they are. Mm-hmm. They've even put frosted contacts on pigeons to see, okay, is it the eyesight that's getting them there? And that's the only thing they use the eyesight for is the landing. Yeah, it's just been amazing to kind of read about them and learn more about them. And I hope that maybe after this podcast, we can use them more often.
Yeah, okay, so first question, we're talking about communication. I've never seen this in real life. I've only seen it works of fiction. Is the message like tied to the bird? Is that made up or is that true?
Yeah, it is. It's tied to their leg.
The word.
Right. Yeah, it's tied right there. Their little leg. And you know, these messages from who was winning the Olympics to personal messages, you know, 3,000 years ago. The most famous pigeon that I found they were actually used a lot in World War I and World War II. Hmm. But in World War I, you know, they had other forms of communication, they had these telegraph lines, but they would be cut a lot or they would be blown up by different, you know, artillery. So pigeons were a very reliable way to get messages across. And of course, once the Germans found out about this, they would fire at pigeons. They actually had German hawks that would attack the pigeons.
Wow.
Which is just so diabolical. I don't, you know, sorry, Germany.
That's just thematically kind of on the nose, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The most famous pigeon was cher ami, which is a French word for dear friend. And this epic pigeon, during one battle in World War I, these American soldiers were pinned down on all sides by the Germans, and they're getting bombed by the Americans. And they had three pigeons that they were trying to send out a message, hey, please stop killing us. This is where we are. We need help. First pigeon goes out. The Germans have a field day with it. Gosh, da, 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 it's down. Second pigeon goes out, almost gets right above the top. They gassed it. Finally, Cheremy, they let Cheremy out, goes up, gets shot, falls down to the ground. Well, turns out Cheremy was not done. Cheremy, after losing its leg, losing its eye, and getting a bullet through the chest, went back up, flew and delivered this message and saved 194 people's lives.
Wow.
Which, you know, the first time I read that story, I don't know why I got a little choked up.
Dude, I'm getting it right now. Oh, little guy.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, what an amazing.
What a trooper. Didn't they give him a medal, too?
They did. Mm-hmm. They did. He received a gold medal and was awarded the French Croix de Guerre with palm.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah. And maybe some chocolate with that palm. And he actually, guys, if you want to see him or anyone listening, he's in the Smithsonian Institute. What? He is the bird himself.
Oh, wow.
He was stuffed, and you can go see him without his leg and with his missing eye. And
well, I believe they even went so far as to give him a little peg leg.
Oh, for the Smithsonian?
I mean, well, it was still alive.
Oh, my gosh.
They took care of it. This is actually mentioned in the article that I used for my research as well today. And there's a section where they talk about, like, it didn't die. Like, they took care of it, and they equipped it with a little tiny peg leg.
Oh, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's so cute. I don't know. You know, the picture I saw in the Smithsonian, which is they must have pulled it off when they actually mounted him.
May well be. maybe they replaced it with, like, a, you know— stand-in pigeon leg, but like that's sort of silly. It makes it more special. It's when you see a pigeon with a wooden leg.
Yeah, that pigeon's got a story to tell.
Yeah,
So this is fascinating to me. I also wonder how common was this use of a PMS, a pigeon messaging service, is what I mean. Mm-hmm. Like, would the average person say in I don't know. Well, not average person. Average merchant, say in France somewhere, would they be like, it's the end of the month, time to send the accounting pigeon? Or like, was it more a military thing?
Well, it depends on the age. I think, when you go back further, it was more of an upper class thing that were valued very highly. Later on, actually, Reuters was the first news agency, of Reuters rather, to use pigeons. So I think at that point, once journalists are using them, they're probably a little bit more accessible.
Okay.
Who loves pigeons is Mike Tyson.
Yeah. He's a pigeon man.
Big pigeon enthusiast. And it also makes me think of there's a character in, well, it's a crime thing. It's in a lot of crime movies, but specifically, I believe in The Wire, there's a character who has a pigeon coop and he uses them to do like drugs messaging.
Marlon Brando on the waterfront.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. So I guess the four of us are the only people who aren't using pigeons.
I
understand. I will not send a pigeon to your house.
What's your stance?
Don't care for them. They freak me out.
Birds in general.
They're like little weird velociraptors. I'm always afraid they're going to come at me with their weird flappy wings and those little feet that you were mentioning, little legs, little talons.
What happened?
I know. I've been through a significant amount of regression therapy, and I've discovered that when I was a small boy, my grandpapa took me to the beach, and he scattered breadcrumbs around my tiny body, and I was swarmed by seagulls. I've forever been traumatized by this memory. I wake up screaming, sort of like Batman in the Batcave, I did not use this this trauma to form a superhero alter ego, but I have used it to complain about birds every chance I get.
It's a serious thing. One time I was eating a crumbly sandwich, crusty bread. Yeah. Even the image. This episode is brought to you by eBay Motors. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Noel, do you remember your favorite car?
Well, yeah. It was a an Eddie Bauer edition Ford Explorer.
Oh, that's and cool.
I just remember it was my dad's. I was a hand-me-down car kind of kid. Dad would buy a new car. I'd get that car. And I just remember feeling so awesome being up above everybody, like I was in Mad Max or something, you know?
I had a lot of land yachts that I loved. I had Pontiac Bonnevilles.
Right.
Oh, I never had an El Camino. My dad had one. And that was a real interesting use of our collective time, keeping that thing running. But I think these cars all kind of speak to us because they were such a fundamental part of our lives. Do you remember when I had that Monte Carlo?
That's what I meant. I said El Camino and I meant Monte Carlo.
I miss it. So the Monte Carlo was tough. I had a series of Monte Carlos, and the last one, God bless it, I had to learn a lot about car maintenance just to keep that guy running.
Totally.
But it still was like a perfect fit. It's almost like finding your true love. You know, like when you recently got a car a few years back now.
Oh, man. And funny you should say that. That particular perfect fit was the Honda Fit, which I love dearly. But, Ben, it's getting a little long in the tooth. And while it's been incredibly reliable up to now, it's getting to that age where I might have to start looking for some parts here and there to keep it running.
Mm-hmm. And that's where eBay Motors comes in. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly.
Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it.
And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back.
Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash.
So keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com.
Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, Noel, have you ever wanted to wake up to something better?
Oh, boy, have I ever, Ben.
Well, this is where Avalon Waterways comes in. How does waking up to a medieval castle, an ancient cathedral, a rolling vineyard, or a charming cobblestone village sound to you?
Well, here on Ridiculous History, that's right up our street, Ben, our charming cobblestone street. So I can say it sounds pretty good to me.
You're absolutely right, Noel. Avalon Waterways has redefined cruising in so many different ways. They've got the widest opening windows. They've got beds that face the passing scenery. So wherever you go, you have a front row seat to the views of the world. And not only do you wake up in the best staterooms in the entirety of the business, but you're waking up in a new port every day, right in the heart of these amazing historic cities.
Ah, Ben, sign me up. Open your eyes to a better view and a different kind of cruising. One with smaller ships, bigger experiences, fewer people, and more of everything.
Limited time special offers await at AvalonWaterways.com.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
But we know that birds have played a messaging role in, like you said, the various points throughout ancient civilization.
Right.
Also, you know, ravens were sometimes used. But the pigeon, I guess, became so common because it already is very like common bird.
Right.
And it has this nigh inexplicable superpower.
Right. This homing superpower. And they're very domesticatable. You know, they're very sweet. They're easy to train. They make good pets, apparently.
Huh.
So I don't know. Not that I don't want to crap on ravens, but maybe.
Hey, man, they'll crap on you.
Yeah.
They'll teach their kids to do it too. They're smart.
They are very smart. They are very smart birds. But I think maybe pigeons have a little bit more cuteness and adorable going for them over the raven.
pigeons too. I mean, I literally just Googled this, but you can, it's not that hard to train. Like you said, you literally, the one thing that comes up first in Google is you just got to take it about a mile away from home. Question is, where's home and how do you know where home is?
Is that like where they're born?
Who knows? Because birds, you know, migrate and all that. Again, not a pigeon expert. But then you just release them. And you apparently, if you do this several times a week or daily over time, they will just kind of develop this as like a thing they just innately know how to do.
Exactly.
For you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so, you know, they were used all throughout. I think the coolest use of it to me was just during wartime, even on planes, they would have two pigeons in case the plane went down, and it saved numerous people's lives. They're actually the most decorated animals in military history.
Wow.
So, you know, for these little birds that annoy us, they've got a lot of heart. They got a lot of history.
Yeah. Maybe we should respect pigeons a little bit more. I always try to befriend them.
Do you?
I try. But, you know, it's usually in a weird city and I'm just traveling for a little while. Yeah. And city pigeons are not impressed with me. I've been trying to befriend corvids and it's still like corvids don't respect me at my house. You know about this, Noel.
I know. Sometimes I'll just see you with your arms spread and your head kind of cocked back.
I know.
Like, and the birds just summon to you.
Like,
you know?
I'm that guy from Creed. Yeah. But the birds don't come. Yet. I got to figure it out.
Yeah, I feel like pigeons, at least the city pigeons that I've come to know from a distance, you know, they're mostly just about getting those crumbs.
Yeah.
Nothing much else.
Yeah.
They're not interested in you, you know, they don't pay you any money. This, like, it's almost like they're the cats of birds.
Oh, man. There we go. We were just in Austin, Ben and I. And in Austin, they do have some pigeons, but they mainly have these freaky birds called grackles. Do you guys know about grackles?
No.
First of all, it sounds like a Dr. Seuss creature, the grackle, you know? But they're these kind of more like almost, it's like a cardinal. If a cardinal was like iridescent black, like to the point where if you look at it from different angles, it kind of color changes like a hologram. But these dudes will just get all up in your business. We were eating tacos outside and one was just eyeing me and I was visibly uncomfortable.
I'm not
kidding. It's not an act.
No,
you
weren't joking. Yeah. And they also are, each one of them is like an amazing Foley artist. You know, they're the kind of birds who reproduce noise.
Seriously. It's like a car alarm. It's very mimicry kind of oriented, I think.
And it's like, dude, I don't want your mixtape. We're trying to eat a taco. you don't have to do the whole thing for us.
I'll take a link to a SoundCloud or something like that.
But it's attached to his leg.
That's a brilliant idea, actually. That marketing would work.
They're coming back, QR codes.
So, Bill, you've already kind of, I think, surprised all of us with some pigeon facts, some things I certainly didn't know. It really stands out that they're the most highly decorated military animal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would have assumed dogs, and I've learned something about assumptions today.
I think that maybe because of the amount of them that were shot down, and that, I mean, really, any time they were used, it was a life or death situation. And not that dogs, they do that as well, but I don't think they did that every time, you know, hopefully not.
So what are some other pigeon facts, some pigeon takeaways, what recommendations do you have for the future of pigeon communication?
You know, I think we should go back to it sometimes. I don't know about y'all, but I'm way too addicted to my cell phone.
Yeah.
You know, and how much more romantic or interesting would it be to communicate with your friends or loved ones through pigeons?
Depending. If they like pigeons.
That's true.
Like, if I said that to Noel, it would not be fair. It would be like a threat. I would get a text that would just say, dude, what's wrong? Are we okay? Like, why did you send this bird to my house?
Guys, they're freaky looking. They're beady little eyes. They're weird beaks. And they're flappy wings. No, I don't care for them.
And they're super fast. Well, I mean,
really, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I appreciate the game. I appreciate the hustle. I just don't want any part of it.
I caught that diplomacy, Mark, when you said, you know, I've seen some pigeons from a distance. Mm-hmm. And I think that carried the feelings across really well.
Yeah. No, I feel like, you know, if we were to continue to use pigeons or go back to using pigeons, I feel like, you know, there's a lot of messaging, a lot of text, you know, we don't need it every single day, you know? So maybe like all your subscriptions, all your email subscriptions, those are attached to pigeons.
What about these sociopaths that leave read receipts on? Who are these people?
I do not understand. I feel like you guys have talked about this, the way you laugh.
I'm like, A, do they know? And if they do, what's their game? What is their angle here?
Right.
I don't know.
I don't like this idea that, you know, I think we're all on the same page. I don't like this normalization of the expectation of a reply. And, you know, the past is defined by people leaving each other on read because that's how letters work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know. I get it. I don't understand. It feels like you're always on if your messages instantly show a red receipt.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's a little scary. It's a little bit intrusive.
For that reason alone, I'll go with pigeons.
If I could just add, wrap it up on my end, they've been used as recently as the 70s by the CIA.
Pigeons are Soviet Union.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. They attached these little cameras to them to take pictures. And they actually were sharper pictures than they were getting from planes and things like that as well. You know,
it's like the earliest kind of GoPro. It's like a pigeon GoPro.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. There's like an image of it on this. IEEE. Ben, is that how you pronounce it? The name of is a whole article called Consider the Pigeon, a Surprisingly Capable Technology. Because at the end of the day, all the stuff we're talking about here is technology.
It is.
Technology is all about how you employ a thing that exists for a given purpose, you know, and pigeons are pretty effective.
Well, you know, and thinking about beyond just delivering messages or QR codes or scaring the crap out of Noel. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've been used recently too to deliver drugs to prisons. That was an interesting use of them. Unfortunately, they're in Colombia. There's a pigeon that couldn't scale a wall because they weighed him down with too much weed. Mm-hmm. They didn't give an amount that was too much. I'm not sure how much they tried to get in there, but they've been used for that. They've been used to deliver like ketamine to different prisons.
Well, what if you had two pigeons towing it on a line?
See,
what if you know?
I thought about like, that, but it'd be visible,
right?
The guards would clock it.
Yeah,
they might get caught in that razor wire.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Are those two pigeons carrying weed into the prison? You know? Yeah,
and the inmates are like, "What are you talking about?
It's like, well, crazy.
You're crazy.
It's two pigeons.
You thought I was crazy. You need this jumpsuit on.
No, I mean, I see it. Do you want me to take a picture of it?
I think if we're being rational, we can't assume it's weed. They could be carrying a couple of things, ketamine, other quaaludes.
I don't know if they could do a cell phone to get a burner phone in there. That might be a little bit too heavy.
DVD of the cable guy?
Yeah. A DVD of the cable guy. Yeah.
Unrelated, but have you guys heard about these tiny, tiny phones that are designed to like go up your butt in prison?
Yeah.
They're like, it was like a Vice article. I thought it was a joke because it came up on like stories on Instagram and it was just this dude holding this tiny little phone. And it's designed to go right in your old prison wall.
That's a Will Ferrell had one of those on an SNL sketch and I didn't realize that that's a real thing. Well, now that's good to know for future because let's face it, I'll end up in prison one day.
You know, it's funny because before you got here, we were talking about that, but
mostly
in like a very in glowing ways.
Okay.
We were like, he's going to be great. He's going to be like awesome at this. So
start a library.
start a library, get some pigeons going, you know, bring in books. They'd have to be small books for the pigeon. I'm going to be thinking about this for a while. So, Bill, before we go to another weird way people used to communicate, or in your case, still do communicate.
Sure.
What is the takeaway here? So we know that this technology is ancient, and I love you pointing out it's technological, and we know that it is still something that people use. You said you want to go back to pigeons.
Right? I mean, honestly, for me, the big takeaway is just to respect these animals that I think are really intelligent, are amazing, have these amazing skills, and, you know, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on in the world. If we need to go back to older ways to communicate sometime soon, make sure you treat a pigeon nice because they might save your life.
Hold the phone, or should we say hold the pigeon? This is going to be a two-part episode because we learned so much from Bill's examination of pigeons as communication that we'd need to spend the week on this, you know? So Max, you and I listened back and I learned a lot. I don't know about you, you know?
Oh, yeah, so much. Especially because it's like, you know, you guys wouldn't let me talk on the podcast. So all I could do is just sit there and listen and then scream at you guys, but know that no one else could hear me screaming at you.
Yeah, but we could hear you in the headphones.
Oh, yeah, I know. I made sure to be really loud
whole episode. Yeah, it was like being actively heckled, which we all appreciated. So this is just the beginning, folks. Please tune in later this Thursday for part two of Weird Ways People Used to Communicate. We'll have our returning guests, Mr. Mark Kendall and Mr. Bill Worley from Ridiculous News, joining us, and can't wait for you to hear Noel's masterclass on another way people used to communicate. He delves into the fact versus fiction of a little something called smoke signals. It's a literal smoke show. We can't wait for you to hear it. And as my good buddy Noel likes to say, we'll see you next time, folks.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This episode of Ridiculous History is brought to you by Avalon Waterways. Ben, are you in major need of a vacation right now?
Noel, you're a mind reader. I am, and aren't we all?
We are. While cruising remains popular, there's something big happening in the industry, and that is, my friend, smaller ships.
True story. The intimate ships of Avalon Waterways can go where the big ships can only dream, through winding passageways of rolling vineyards and castled hills into the heart of timeless cities and storybook villages.
That sounds like a delight. See how Avalon's smaller ships promise greater discoveries, fewer people, and more of everything.
Limited time special offers await at avalonwaterways.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.